Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Meta Cafe. Grab your cup of coffee, your tea, sit back and relax, and let's chat about what is happening up in the stars today and take a look ahead at what might be happening for the week. Actually, in my preparation for this morning, I never did look ahead at the week. Oh my gosh, except for today and tomorrow. So as far as I can look, I will share with you today. So I want to wish everyone a happy Veterans Day or Remembrance Day, however it is in your own country that you celebrate the memory of the people who have served your country in various wars. And we honor the veterans, the military, and those who gave their lives for freedom and for the cause of the greater good. So we have that today. Today is 11/11, a day where we not only remember, but we create an opening for something new. Today is the day that Mercury in retrograde conjuncts the sun and sets off a new level of the mind and communication, what we're here to share and how we're here to share it. Today, unbelievably, is also in the Pleiadian calendar, an 11 intuiting day. 11 seems to be the number of the day. It's interesting because I've noticed this entire round so far that the date and the universal energies are the same. There's sort of this magical quality, and that's because the beginning of November, the 1st of November, was a one day in the Pleiadian calendar. So up until we get to the number 13 and then start a number one again, we'll be matching the day of the calendar, the day of the calendar, the Gregorian calendar, to the day of the Pleiadian Earth calendar, which I just find kind of fascinating, kind of magical and mystical all in one. I hope you all had a wonderful weekend. I see Colleen's already checking in. Good morning, Debbie Hedden and Linda and Jan Landry. Great to see you. I figure we might have a bigger group this morning because some people might have the day off. I know some of the kids, and the kids for sure do. I'm pretty sure banks are closed. I'm pretty sure government's closed. I'm pretty sure there's no mail delivery today. So maybe more people can join us. Good morning, Mimi. I see you there too. So we wake up today, we come into the day with the moon in Taurus, getting prepared for the full moon tomorrow, which happens fairly early in the day. My time, 5:30 in the morning. That means for you all on the East Coast, it's still fairly early, 8 something in the morning. And we are going to talk somewhat about the full moon today because of that. And then tomorrow's also a busy day from the perspective of the human design chart. Or of the gene keys, as not only does the sun and the earth change gates tomorrow, but also the nodes, the north node and the south node, shift. And they're shifting into territory that's pretty interesting. So I can't wait to share that with you. It's just too much to do today, though. So we'll talk about that tomorrow. And as far as the rest of the week goes, I couldn't tell you. But I'll tell you as it comes up. How's that? Okay, so let's see here. Anybody have any questions, or if you have anything that came up for you over the weekend, go ahead and write it down here in the chat screen and we can talk about it. I see somebody new here, Charles Foley. Good morning, and it's great to see you. And you're new as far as I know. That's great. Welcome to you. I'm glad to have you with us this morning. So let's talk about what is the magic and the mystical of the day today, because I just kind of feel like actually yesterday, I think it kind of began Saturday, maybe, I don't know. Saturday was football day for us. My grandson's team, they lost the Super Bowl, which was really sad because it was their last game, not only of the season, but of his youthhood, his younger years, in that he will no longer be playing for the league that he's been playing in since he was 6 years old. But next year we'll move on into the high school. And of course that brings up a different energy. Here they were learning and having fun and experiencing what it's like to be in a competitive sport. And next year it becomes a little more serious. But anyway, we as parents and grandparents and family and sisters, brothers, cousins, aunts, and uncles, we all support these kids. And it was good to see them play their hearts out. And even though they didn't win the Super Bowl, they will always be champions to us. So that happened on Saturday. But then yesterday, I have a group of people that I'm teaching astrology to. Astrology, human design, and gene keys, sort of my brand of combining the three of those systems. And lately, we've been just chit-chatting in the mornings on Messenger. And I woke up that morning, yesterday morning, and I had this phrase in my mind, and it was, seeing is believing. Where did that come from? I don't know. And then as I'm laying there in bed considering this thought that had popped into my head, I went, no, that isn't true. That can't be true. Seeing is believing is the old paradigm, right? Seeing is believing is what we have always thought from the logical mind that things would happen, that if I can see it, feel it, taste it, touch it, that it's real. And if I can prove it and I can prove it again, then it's real. And on the believing end of things, that's all just magic and mythology. And it's the mystical, it's the woo-woo. But I realized from doing a lot of work with manifesting and creating our reality that that isn't true. Right? That's not true. What really is true is that believing is seeing. And I wondered, like, where did that come from? I mean, that seems like such a small little shift, right? Just a little turning of words. Believing is seeing. And as I kept thinking about that, and I shared that with the women in my group yesterday, I just kept feeling the truth of that and the possibility that that brings us to. And I was already expecting some sort of mind shift or mind flip coming because of Mercury in retrograde conjunct the sun. That's always, right? The two of those coming together brings us new ideas, a new way of behaving. But in Scorpio, it brings up something really deep and some truth that's been hidden from us, or some truth that we've been hiding from ourselves. Maybe we just la la la, we didn't want to hear it. That can't be true. La 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 la. But in fact, it is the way that the world really works. If we can tap into this change, into this new mindset, then what we believe and we conceive of then can become the truth, which means that if what we're seeing out in the world, which is division and polarization and ugliness and anger and upset and I mean, you name it, whatever it is in your world that you're seeing in your outer world, doesn't mean it's been created because of something that we've already believed was real. So that means then that we can change our outer world again based on what we believe could be true, right? It's like children pretending that, you know, that they're, you know, these, you know, great characters in a play or what, you know, watching a movie. Watching a play, and what more is possible when we believe first and then see second. That it's just small, just a little tweaking of the words, a little twist. And Mercury then in retrograde, hitting up with the sun, makes this possible, right? Makes this possible and asks us then to question your old beliefs. Question those patterns. Where did they come from? They didn't just arise out of nowhere, right? First, you had to believe that it was even possible to be something or to not be something, right? Somewhere you had to believe that you weren't worthy if that's an issue that you've been dealing with. Somewhere you had to believe that you weren't good enough. Somewhere you had to believe that your relationships suck. And once you believed that, then your outer world began to assemble that for you. What made me really, you know, believe this even more and understand that this shift is profound is quantum physics. because there have been many experiments in the recent past, and you can look at Greg Braden's work, you can look at Bruce Lipton's work, and many other people who are at the Heart Math Institute and the work that they've been doing, that talks about how waveforms, light, doesn't have a form until an observer observes it. You being the observer, me being the observer. And once we observe it through the field of our own understanding or our own belief, then it crystallizes into form. Think about that for a minute. So then if you chose to see something differently, then you would have chosen, you would choose differently to see differently. All in all, what it says is literally that the power resides in you to see things differently based on belief. Believe something is possible, you will see it start to show up in your outer world. But if you expect to see it first and then believe it, that's backwards, even though our language tells us seeing is believing. Believing is seeing. Now, also today, with this Mercury conjunct the Sun, we may have new ideas, ones that may have lasting power. They may have, you know, a longer shelf life than some of the other ones we have, because Mercury in retrograde sort of rewrites the past, helps us see how the past can be rewritten, right? The rewrite, re-evaluation, redoing, all of the words that really we could put re in front of, do again, see again, has that. So ideas and things that we change right now has staying power. Literally, folks, we could create an entire paradigm shift on our own today by believing before we see. Think about that. I mean, you guys are awfully quiet. Does that mean you're profoundly sitting with this, or that you're understanding this? Hey, Helen, good morning. And Kathy Miller, good morning. Kristen, good morning. Good to see you guys out there, you ladies out there. Although we're happy to have gentlemen out there as well. So it's really a very interesting shift if we can get into this. What we say now, today, and even from yesterday, today, tomorrow, has the impact of staying power, has impact and staying power. And then tomorrow's full moon comes in behind this, right? With it still in orb, right? We talk about orb, how closely planets are together for how long they can be effective in the energies that they're presenting us with. Tomorrow's full moon, this is still in orb. It's only a degree off tomorrow during the full moon. So interestingly enough, tomorrow's full moon, a full moon is about completion, about release, about revelation, about the epiphany, the aha moment. And what does that bring us to? And how profoundly does it allow us to let go, to surrender the old and embrace the new? We are sitting in some profound energy right now. And it's a choice. That's the part that I really want you to understand. This is you choosing. What do you choose now? Do you choose to stay in the old and the seeing is believing? I'll believe it when it shows up. Or are you willing to change that and turn it upside down and put belief out there first and then act as if it's already there? Pretend, right? Before having, pretend. Act as if, right? If you're walking through your life and whatever it is that you want to see in your life is already there. It skews our vision to see what more is possible. It skews our vision to see the good, to have gratitude for what is in the moment, right? Let's see. So here we can also, with today's energy, process from a new perspective. We're always processing information, right? Input, process, output. And what we are processing now then could be a new perspective. And how does that new perspective really impact our future? It could be profound, Right, it could be huge. Now, also, we get to see into the past when we have Mercury retrograde. It's a part of the retrograde anyway, and we see into the past and how does it impact or influence our life going forward? It's almost like now, what do we want to, if we observe the past, what's worth preserving from the past? What's worth bringing with us to the now so that we have it to create a future with? And whatever it is that we don't need, whatever it is that doesn't serve us, then it's time to surrender that, let it go, let it be in the past, stay in the past, and bring forth whatever it is that you want to take with you next. So it's a powerful day for us to redirect the way that we think about ourselves in the moment and being able to let go of the past. And it's interesting because I think even the Pleiadian energy of the day supports that. And I'll get to that in a moment. But let's take a deeper look then at the moon today, because the moon is set up already for her full state tomorrow, as she's already in Taurus. And the full moon tomorrow is at 19 degrees, 52 minutes, I believe it is, of Taurus. Let me confirm that. And yep, 1952. So darn near 20 degrees of Taurus. So wherever you have 20-ish degrees of Taurus and Scorpio, that is the axis through which the full moon will be affecting you in your chart. So if whatever house that is across forms an axis of energy for releasing the old and making room for the new. And Taurus energy, let's talk about that for a minute, because the Taurus moon represents wealth. And what does wealth mean to you? Well, wealth is more than just cash, money. It's resources. What are your resources, both inner and outer world resources? What resources are you playing with? And it also is about your income and your possessions. Right? Well, your possessions, your values, right? Taurus rules the values of the self, our boundaries, whether we have boundaries or not. That's also up for us to consider during this full moon window. Are our boundaries too strict, or are they too wishy-washy, or are they non-existent? And how do we need to work with that? Especially because it is from having our boundaries that we're able to see our gifts and our talents and to be able to share that with the world. That's the whole name of the game. That's why you're here, is to share your gifts and your talents and to evolve those to expression into the outer world. So we're bringing that up with this full moon, or even starting today. Taurus is a sign, it's an earth sign, and it happens to be the sign that rules our senses, sensuality, the feel, the taste, the hearing, the seeing, and also taste, touch, see, feel. I always forget one, hearing and smelling. What do we smell? So our senses are heightened, or can be heightened. And if you think about smell, for example, if you walk into a house and you smell vanilla or cinnamon or apple, what do you think about, right? It's like home, it's comforting. And the sensuality is part of the experience in Taurus, but also contentment is an experience in Taurus. That relaxation that we feel when we're home, when we're in comfort. When we are in a part of the natural world and not set apart from the natural world, when we have satisfaction in a job well done, in the people around us, in the way that we're feeling. I'm sorry, but I must have allergies this morning. My nose is itching. Gratitude, also a part of the experience here in Taurus. So, what do we have to watch out for? Well, we need to watch out for rigidness. Because Taurus or an earth sign in general can get into ruts, right? Can get caught up in the box. And, we need those boundaries, but we don't need to get caught up in those boundaries where we become rigid. You might become rigid in your opinions, in your thinking patterns, in your actions that you take, right? Getting on autopilot and just doing and doing based on old stuff without ever questioning, what am I doing? Why am I doing this? Watch out for sluggishness. Watch out for stagnation, right? Earth sign energy can sometimes do this, holding on to the people, to beliefs, to the things in your life that are no longer serving you, right? We get a chance to release with that full moon tomorrow, and we're already in the full moon window. So release, let go, surrender, walk on unencumbered with a new mindset of believing is seeing. That pretty much sums up the day, pretty much sums up the full moon, and pretty much sums up the big paradigm shift that is so powerfully potential right now. Wow. Okay, so now let's look at the Pleiadian Earth energy of the day, because again, for those of you who are new, by the way, and are maybe listening to us for the first time, Pleiadian Earth energy is based on a book called Pleiadian Earth Energy Astrology, and on a calendar, which, by the way, I keep forgetting to put this link back out there, but for those of you who have not received yours yet, the 2020 Pleiadian Earth Energy calendar is already out. Your guide to conscious evolution and spiritual advancement using the spiraling energy patterns of the universe rather than the more linear and mechanical energy of our Gregorian calendar. Right, we are spinning our evolution, and we are creating that by tapping into a different way of calculating time. And in the Pleiadian Earth energy, there are two energies for any given day. One is a number, and it's based on the universal energy for the day. So no matter what life form you are, no matter where you would live in this solar system, or in this universe, you would be resonant with the energy of the number 11 today. Interesting, right? 11. And if you are a life form on this planet, then you are resonating with the energy of intuiting. So today is an 11 intuiting. And let's deal with the number 11 first. It is the number of illumination. And it is a number that strips away illusion to help us see the truth. And not just the truth that you believe to be so, but the bigger capital T truths, right? We're looking at the larger cosmic truths, right? 11. And this is about what tapping into what really feeds your soul, feeds your body, your mind, and your spirit, what brings everything into oneness inside of you. Remember on Friday, we had Saturn sextile Neptune. They're still very close to that sextile. It was the third of three of those that brought us together, matter and spirit coming together, using the high side for each, right? The bodies being able to help us experience that through the Taurus five senses, while spirit giving us access to the sixth sense and beyond. I doubt that there's just a sixth sense. I bet there's some other sort of dimensional idea of a sixth sense that is out there that we are now able to embody and embrace and bring into oneness with our body and soul right here, right? This is also a time, a day for us to trust in the universe and the truths of that universe and a higher power, which is you as a part of that universe. You are a part of that truth. And we're bringing all that in, and we're embodying that today. Remembering it, perhaps. Right? It could just be a simple thought that we were not that, that we ran with and created from that belief. We see now a world where we live sort of outside of God or outside of spirit, or we have to look outside of us for that truth, when in reality, it's with it in us, and we never have lost it. It's right here. It's right here, right? So there's that. Now, the earth energy of the day is intuiting. In the Mayan calendar, which was very much based on the Pleiadian, I believe that the Pleiadians are the ones that gifted the calendric system to the Maya, is the energy of Kib, C-I-B, Kib. And Kib was represented by the owl. And it was about listening to the heart, listening to the inner voice, listening to what's in here in your heart center. It is you embodying your inner wisdom, living from an inner wisdom, and understanding that we are, and that this world has more to it than what meets the eye, more than what we can see, right? More than we can see. Believing is seeing. Not seeing is believing. So we have a really powerful day. We have a very powerful full moon. Tomorrow morning, like I said, 5 something in the morning, 5:39 my time, 5:35 my time, 8:35 for you all on the East Coast and all the parts in between somewhere after that or in between that, unless you're in Europe, and then it would be about 8 to 10 hours difference depending on where you were in Europe. With the moon at 19 degrees, 52 minutes of Taurus, we are discerning what the true personal meaning, our true personal meaning is. Discerning true personal meaning, or we become subservient to collective values. And I suppose that would have us questioning, what are the collective values? Right? There's what we see out there where it feels like the collective values have gone into the toilet. But is that true? Right. If you asked those people that you think are other or are different somehow, I bet you could find some values that you share in common. So here, are we going to be subservient to the collective values that are crazed right now? Or are we going to look deep within? This when I was writing this back in 2018, because this is coming from my work that I did on the moons for the Energy Almanac last year. I was thinking of the sheeple versus being different. Sheeple are the people who just follow along, right? And we see plenty of them out there. They just believe everything that they're told. They don't see that there is something going wrong. They don't question. They just follow blindly their leaders or leader, or what they believe to be a truth without ever questioning, right? But then there are those of us who dare to question that, who look below the surface, who look within, who see a bigger and larger truth. So the moon in Taurus tomorrow in the full part of this moon is asking us to discern our true personal meaning, our true personal path. Where are we following along blindly with old beliefs and old patterns versus where do we want to break out of that? The sun at 19 degrees, 52 minutes of Scorpio is bringing us inner freedom, right? The freedom to be able to live our truth. We have to be willing to pay the price for that. Even if we're looking out in the political landscape, that means resisting aggression and resisting authoritarian patterns that are trying to exert themselves. With this energy of Pluto and Saturn in Capricorn, that is an energy that favors authoritarianism, plutocracy. It assaults democracies. And are we willing to transform that old pattern and let go of that authoritarian nature? And it may bring us into a personal conflict with society in some ways or shapes. Notice anytime somebody starts to talk about, at least in this country, so I'm speaking about the US at the moment, but it may happen in your other countries, in Australia, it may happen in England as well. When someone comes up with an idea about sharing resources with everyone, or doing something differently that provides help, whether you're rich or poor, they begin to be called socialists. Because at least here in the US, that has a nasty connotation. Socialism. And they start to beat away at people who would look at things differently by calling you out in some way, by renaming you in some way. It happens all the time. It happens racially. It happens sexually. It happens in many different formats. Religiously, right? When you're something different, you get called out and made evil by somebody rebranding you, right? The energy being rebranded. We can resist that. That's what we need to do, right? We need to stick with what we know to be true for ourselves, from our inner selves. And let's see, what else? The full moon, the sun, of course, will still be fairly close to a conjunction with Mercury in retrograde. That's why I say we're still dealing with this tomorrow. And I mean, they're only a degree of separation at that point. And the sun conjunct Mercury are also in a sextile to Saturn and Pluto in Capricorn. We can shift this paradigm of authoritarianism, of the potential for dictatorship. We can switch that by our belief of higher principles will hold sway. And there's also a trine to Neptune still in play with the full moon tomorrow. And the moon, for her part, is in a trine with Saturn and Pluto and in a sextile to Neptune. So all in all, the full moon itself lends us some really good opportunities to change what we believe. Believing is seeing. The gene key and the human design gate that is activated for the full moon is really interesting. It is the channel that connects the ajna. Let me show you the chart. The channel that connects the ajna to the throat via the channel of genius, brilliance. Right? Gate 43 is where the sun will be. Gate 23 is where the earth will be. And it is that channel, which is called the channel of, well, we sometimes call it funny enough, we call it the freak to genius channel. But it is a channel of awakening where people suddenly and spontaneously awaken and they see things differently. There's my favorite ever picture. And I might find it today and post it just for fun, is the giraffe whose head is upside down. And because I can't get my head upside down, but the giraffe can. And it is from that position, that perspective, that we see things differently. I just love that. And that whole channel, 4323, provides the epiphany, the revelation, the breakthrough to be able to see the world differently, to be able to see yourself differently, right? Believing is seeing. Interestingly too, because the earth at gate 23 is, which is the opposite end, right? The throat end of the energy for the full moon tomorrow is at 23. 23 is a gate of simplicity, simplifying. Its shadow energy in the gene key is complexity. Then we go to simplicity. And the highest expression is quintessence. Quintessence. That word boggles my mind. Quintessence. The ultimate essence of something. Of you. Of us. Of who we are. So we have, and it's interesting too, because I think of that channel. First of all, often the sun and the earth are not playing with each other across a channel. They're not necessarily completing a channel, right? For example, this week through today, the sun is at gate one while the earth is at gate two, right? This gate one is up here. Gate two is down here. So they're not completing a channel, but the 4323 will complete a channel. The channel is complete. So it gives it a little more oomph, because what is it that channel is about? It's about changing the mind. It is about looking at the mindset and changing the mindset. We get a restart, if you will, with the mind. We get to let go of the old junk, right? The old patterns, and we get to embrace an aha of sorts, right? A breakthrough into a new mindset. where in the lowest expression, the sun is deafness, where we cannot hear what the truth is. And then we move into insight in the gift. And then the siddhi, or the highest expression of the sun's gate, is epiphany. It's going to be a great, this is just great. And anyway, we'll talk more about that tomorrow, right? We're going to take it. We're going to tomorrow, actually, we're going to take that apart and we're going to look at the node shift, which the nodes are shifting us into a gate of peace, a gate of joy. So 52 and 58. So for those of you who like to know what the numbers are, gate 52 and gate 58 are where the nodes shift. So we have quite the week ahead, at least just from those few things. And I think they have lasting impact, right? Lasting impact. I'm going to take a look now at comments. Good morning, Elisa. Good morning, Asa. And good morning, Deb Johnson and Karen Devine. Great to see you. Kristen Page says, Crystal. Oh, okay. You're talking to a friend. Gotcha. And Deb says, ooh, looks lovely. The calendar. I love the calendar. And we all bleed red, Deb says. Yes, we do. And it's amazing how we forget that in the middle of a battle of wills with someone or in the world at large, right? Let's draw us some cards for the week ahead. And I'm going to use my two handy dandy decks. This one, The Wisdom of the Oracle by Colette Baron Reed, and The Spirit Animal Oracle, also by Colette Baron Reed. And let's see what we come up with for the week ahead. And this will be a card, of course, for the general energy. The general energy for us, for the week. Oh, interesting, because this one fell out of the deck the other day for one of our listeners. Exchanging Gifts, card number 27, which is a 9, which represents endings. I think that's pretty apropos in a week where we have a full moon. So let's see what that one means, 27. And it came out upright, which means we read the, it's not in protection. 27 is exchanging gifts. So the general meaning of the card is the law of giving and receiving, currency, trade-offs, weighing costs, and determining value. And the message says you're entering into a productive and enriching time when all manner of opportunities are being offered to you. You have everything you need to seize them, yet in order to honor them, you must put in the time, exchange your experience and skills, and commit heart and soul to what you're choosing to pursue. You can do it. You have what it takes to be successful if you align with the law of giving and receiving. You must engage in a dance of give and take, push and pull, doing and being. If you let fear guide your choices, you could deplete yourself or create an imbalance. This is not a time of just do, do, do. Use your currency wisely and be mindful of the value others bring to your life. It's a great card for the week. Great card for the last day of the earth and sun being at the gate 1 and 2, the most yang and the most yin of the gates, right? Giving, doing, and on the other side, the gate 2, receiving. I think it just cements that value of that message in each one of us for the week. Then let's see if we can find an animal to be with us. And the animal deck has the same, you know, right side up and upside down being the shadow, not the shadow, but the protection message causing us to loop. This one almost fell out of my hand. And this is Parrot. And it was upside down. But look at the card. Parrot says, watch your words. Number 45, which is a 9. And that's interesting because the exchange your gifts was also a card that added up to a 9. So we're letting go of something. I love it when these things line up like this. Gate or number 45. Parrot. Parrot spirit says, Are you aware of what you're saying to yourself and others? Parrot Spirit shows up as a reminder to heed the words that flow from your mouth, your pen, and your keyboard. Be mindful of the beliefs you have internalized. Are they what you choose to believe? Are you communicating with integrity? Parrot Spirit wants you to listen to what you say and what your motives are for saying it. Right speech is called for now, which means you are called to reflect on the beliefs that you have parroted, have been parroted by people. Let me reframe this. Right speech is called for now, which means you are called to reflect on the beliefs that have been parroted by people so often that you simply accepted them unquestioningly. Seeing is believing, or is believing seeing? Journal about what you truly believe and wish to see in the world and in your life. Write words affirming what you value. Speak them aloud, expressing gratitude for what is just coming into being. Your voice has power, and you can change the conversation in your heart and in the world around you. Parrot represents the law of praise, so you are called to speak the truth and to speak it with love. Wow, I love it. I love these cards. I love that Spirit always seems to validate the message that comes up for us to talk about each day. And I mean, you have to know that I come here in the morning and I sit at my desk and I pull a chart, and then I just sort of tune in to what's happening with the chart. And I don't even really do that I don't know that I'm doing it that way in particular. It just means that I just sort of open up to what is the message that's coming through. And the cards always seem to validate that message for us. And I love that. It makes me feel like I'm not leading you all astray, that there indeed is something up and that we are tapping into it. So I'm going to take one last look at comments or questions here this morning. Jan says, I ordered Colette's Crystal Spirits deck last week. Wow. Yeah, I just saw that. That's a beautiful deck too. Good morning, Latricia. Jan Landry says, synchronization in the messages. Absolutely. I'm glad I'm not the only one that sees that, Jan. Mimi says, Parrot card is spot on. Absolutely. Helen Harris, I always use Oracle cards as confirmation of my readings. They are spot on every time. I love that, Helen. Thank you for sharing that. Indeed, cards often, the Oracle cards or tarot cards, it doesn't matter which, but whatever you're most comfortable with is what will validate or confirm for you when you're on the right track. And sometimes even help you get on the right track if you have strayed from that right track for yourself. So, all righty. Well, that is it for me this morning. I don't have anything else to share. If I did, it would get us into a new topic that could take us beyond my usual 1 hour. So I hope you all have a wonderful day, a day off for some of you. I hope that you, get to rest and relax. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. I will see you tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. Pacific time. We will already have experienced the full moon, at that point. And maybe we will have some reflections about what was revealed to us during that time. I would love for you all to share that with us. Have a great day, everybody. Much love. Bye-bye.